Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's so.
You never watch your friends make out just to see if you're doing it right.
They're not.
See if he's doing. You've made him 12 now. You've made him 12 to see if they're doing it right. To see if they're doing it right.
I don't eat well, but I don't eat much.
So just half a stick of butter.
Right.
That's it.
They don't televise cockfighting anymore, as they shouldn't.
I still listen to it on the radio.
Yeah, Sirius has a cockfighting channel.
It's hosted by Ron Bennington.
All right, we got a Rhode Island Red. The Rhode Island Red's coming up here. He's got the talons on, and look at that son of a bitch.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
There has been something on my plate that was on my plate all the time we were off, and it is on my plate today, and I finally have put it to the top of the list of things I wanted to discuss with my esteemed colleagues here. There is a film floating around out there that is, I am not sure because I'm not sure whether it got any nominations, but it may have. I think it was that good. The film's title, Saltburn.
Mm.
And I believe that there was a buzz about Saltburn when it came out. I don't know if there was any Oscar buzz now that we are days after the Oscars, but I have to say that as soon as I consumed this film, I was in need of venting on this very program to the listening audience because I found the film, I found the film to be well made. It was a good movie. I thought the performance by the actor Barry Keoghan, I believe I'm pronouncing his name correctly, was a fine performance. But I will also say that I, as a former shock jock, don't feel that there's anything that can ever come across to me outside of just horrible carnage in a reality sense that is off-putting. If it's put out as art, I usually can handle it. And I'm here because I believe both Mr. Santana and Monsieur Spiewak have seen this film.
Indeed.
And if you haven't seen this film, I urge you to...
Don't watch it.
Well, then hold on. Oscar's skipping ahead to his review.
He doesn't play the cards all that close to the vest.
Well, it's not even I was so mad that you even suggested it to me.
Like, why? This was, why, this, are you angry?
Because it was unrewarding and unredeemable. And yes, it's been nominated for awards. Not my cup of tea.
Well, that's kind of what we're getting to right here. And okay. So.
But you loved it.
Now just calm
Carla
your ass
loved
down.
It.
Don't.
Oscar, Carla asked me to watch it in a private conversation outside of the show.
Now I'm curious, Oscar. Did I like it?
You hated it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you did. You told us. Why did you frame it like that?
Because he's already telling you and Carla how you felt about it.
Rob, I'm just using the logic that the Lord gave me when Carla...
No. I
separately said you should watch Saltburn.
Hold on.
And then Mike told me you should watch Saltburn.
Your desire to just frame the narrative sometimes makes my...
This is the truth. There's no narrative.
It is not the truth.
Carla asked me to watch the movie.
But
you asked me to watch the movie.
But
separately.
That you are characterizing me incorrectly and inaccurately, as you are often wont to do.
Okay.
I am telling you that you were told... or asked.
I was asked
to watch the film because of the controversial content.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would be, and I stand by that, that it would be interesting to discuss that. And the way I was framing it was, when I saw, there are two particular scenes in the entire film that if you remove them, I think it's still a good movie.
Didn't need the scenes.
Probably not, but at the same time, here we are talking about it. There is a scene where he has a rendezvous with the woman who plays the sister, and there is a scene where he comes into the bathroom after his college buddy has taken a bath. That's all I'm going to say for now. That's the spoiler alert.
Those are the two scenes, because there's a third scene, I think. When he
can you generically discuss it?
It takes place in a cemetery.
Yeah, I will say that didn't disturb me nearly
as much.
The all-time, the bad one for me was the bathtub.
Yeah, that was the one that took me rather by surprise.
The bathtub was highly disturbing.
And it's not realistic, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that comment... That comment is not realistic.
Anybody who's done anything like that before.
We're trying to dance around the subject here.
I'm not saying anything.
When Oscar says not realistic, you mean not credible? That would never happen? Or not credible that if it did happen, it wouldn't be that way?
It wouldn't be that way.
Oh, gross.
Because, Mike, every time I've done it...
I was hoping it was the former, not the latter. What?
Because every time I've done it...
Every time you've...
Yeah, it's not like that.
All right.
Well, you're not a sexual deviant, right?
Outside of the cemetery scene.
Thank you.
The two scenes that we are referring to, and you muck it up when you say the cemetery. Take that out, all right? I'm talking about the two scenes that involve bodily fluids.
Okay. All right.
They are both, to me, disturbing. But I will also say that the film, from a mystery, thriller, murder type movie, was well constructed. And I stand
by that. I like a mystery. That's what I love.
Well, no, and you like the campy mysteries. You like the only murders in the building mysteries.
Yeah, Clue. I like them.
You don't like serious mysteries. We're not talking about me.
We're talking
only
about
murder is good.
I like a good mystery, and you're right. That is a good part. But I think also.
But hold on. The only point I was trying to make was, don't you normally like the Murder on the Orient Express type mysteries?
Well, yeah, I like all mysteries. I mean, there's
like,
very,
do you like this? So, did you enjoy Saltburn as a mystery?
I liked the mystery aspect of it, but a problem I had with it is it couldn't seem to choose a tone. Sometimes it was almost comedic in how they were handling all the stuff. Sometimes it was very deep and dark and deviant. Sometimes it tried to be a mystery. I didn't think they had a solid tone all the way through. And that's what I liked about it,
that it couldn't be pigeonholed.
I like the fact what you mentioned, those scenes. You're right. They could come out, but I think they were put in to make it more sizzling. And to me, I found it off-putting.
So this movie came out last year. Rob was the first person to mention to me, like, either the beginning of this year or end of last year, he's like, have you seen Saltburn, like, in this really deviant way?
When did you see it, Rob? Were you the first one to see it?
Yeah, I think, like, the first or second week it was on Netflix,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and they had it up on the home screen forever, so I watched it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or was it Amazon? I think it might have been on Amazon Prime.
Wherever
we should know
it
where it is, we're going to talk about it.
Wherever it was, I watched it early on.
How about you look it up while we talk about this, so we can confirm. Thank you. Rob told me about it. Before, like, in a pre-show meeting, and I was like, oh, I don't want to watch. And then I remember starting it, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. I didn't know enough about it. I didn't watch the trailer. And then when Carla mentioned to me, I was like, I remember Rob talking about it. And then when you mentioned to me separately, I was like, okay, got to watch this movie.
Amazon Prime, Oscar. Good.
Thank you.
Would I be accurate in saying that the entire buzz about this film, everything I read, was concerning the nude scene at the end of the movie?
Yes.
That's all we heard.
Yes.
What is wrong with people when that is the only thing people are talking about?
Because you can't. So if you, in this world of cancel culture,
mm-hmm.
Let's just talk about the bathtub scene. I think there's a world of people that are like, if I say anything about this, then I might come off as homophobic. if I say anything about this, then I might come off as this. I might come off as this. We're just, I just thought it just wasn't realistic. It wasn't, that's not the way it would go down if it was going to go down.
Well, you know what? Can I say this?
Yes.
Without, it's funny when you mention homophobia, because suddenly I say to myself, that has absolutely,
because you're not homophobic,
nothing to do
but
with it.
But you could see a morning DJ
bodily fluidophobic,
correct? But you could see a morning DJ being like, "Wow, I can't believe it!" Right?
Yeah, and if you went down that road, with
yes,
it, I mean that would be
there's no way to, unless you know how to talk about this and you aren't homophobic, that you're going to win in a conversation about that.
So you think that the fact that this was a controversial topic that might get people labeled homophobic was probably right. Why it wasn't because when there's like, when I came away from the film saying, I mean, that's the big deal when he's parading around in the end in the news. I was like, that wasn't a big deal. Yeah. You know, and by the way, everybody, at least everybody in the O'Mara household, when that scene begins and you see him totally naked from behind and you know he's going to do a pirouette or two, and the only thing that is mentioned in our house by Mrs. O'Mara is it, how big that she's just waiting to see. She's waiting. It's still, if you don't think size matters, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. It does. It matters, because that was the waiting game. You know, when's he going to turn? Oh, there it is. And it was just, but other than that, yeah. Okay. So he's gotten everything he wants in his evil little world, and that's what he's doing. But then I'm like, and you didn't think that mentioning the garden scene or the bathtub scene was worth it? And maybe that's right. Maybe that, but the that sucks scene, if especially people are afraid to discuss it, because they're going to be labeled a certain way.
I'm not saying this because I just could see this in a program director's office of like, you guys can't handle this.
Oh yeah, I know.
Hey,
I
man,
know. And it's
and they probably can't, Mike. They probably can't.
That, yeah, I get it. I get, you know, what's funny is that we are so filled in this country with misplaced hatred in different arenas that it makes me crazy. And it truly, truly makes me nuts. I think we've all gotten a little numb to it. But getting back to the movie Saltburn, I have to say that even with all of the controversial scenes, and when I say controversial, I mean something I've never seen anything like that in a film before. I still thought
a lot of fantasy land. Let me tell you,
I watched a lot of movies from the 1930s, and I've never seen anything like that.
Did you find? But you were the first one to see it, and,
yes,
and when it came out, and even though you don't remember when that was, that's
sometime I remember, because it was during the holidays.
So it, sure, it came out around December, did it not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was something that don't worry about looking up when it came out on Netflix, so you can answer that like you know when you watched it.
It's okay.
I'm reading ahead and knowing.
It's called brain fog. We're okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
You having a good time?
Say something, for God's
You having
sake.
Fun, are you? It's fun to have fun.
I'm looking at you going, it came out. You know, I think I saw it in.
I would have cited the fact that I was looking it up, because I don't remember when I saw it. I know I saw it when it came out. That's all I
can
tell you.
And when you said, so you found those scenes up, but the overall film, what did you think of it?
I would give it a moderate thumbs up, like a 3 of 5 maybe. But I do think that we are, as a nation, played, because those scenes seem to be strategically placed to say, oh my God, did you see that? Or, oh my God, did you see what he did? Or, oh my God, did you see the ending?
No, one probably will never know the answer to whether that's true or not.
No, but it seems to me, I mean, this is, in many ways, Mike, it's no different than what William Castle was doing in the 50s. He's putting something in a movie that gets people talking. Go
Can
ahead.
I say this? I think that fluid in the bathtub scene that we're discussing here, I have to say, was one of the most, in my opinion, one of the use of that in a comedy the first time I saw it was one of the most hysterical scenes I've ever seen.
True.
And that was something about Mary when that, and that was
funny.
That was on the map.
Correct.
Funny. This was much grosser.
The second time, I think there was a mainstream.
Boy, are we
use
getting
of that.
People to flock to this film?
Tell me about it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It'll ruin your evening.
Make your own opinion. That's what Mike says. You have your own opinion. Go see it and don't say we didn't warn you.
The second time I remember
it's the same thing.
Mike,
yeah, but that, I liked the movie.
I did not. It was so...
Because I was completely, not completely surprised, but I thought it was a pretty shocking ending.
Yeah, look, the overall
Amazon
ratings...
from that standpoint of a mystery thriller, that was kind of cool. And I also enjoyed its portrayal of the elite class as being out of touch and horrible. Because I bet that's not unusual that you have people with that level of wealth who are that out of touch with reality, and I think that still exists in the world, in Britain or in the United States.
It did a great job of undercutting them without portraying them as total rubes. I mean, it was subtle, and they did the good job of that.
Yeah.
But I can do without a movie lately that doesn't have Jacob Elordi in it. He's in everything now.
Who's Jacob Elordi?
He's the guy who was in the bathtub.
Ah, okay. What else was he in? Euphoria.
He was in the Priscilla Presley movie. He's just everywhere.
I feel the same way about the guy that played Elvis.
James Austin Johnson.
Austin Butler.
He is everywhere.
Same one note.
I don't
care for that at all. But this movie, I think he's typecast because it's always that way in Hollywood. It's always the good-looking guy that appears to be.
Typecast me as good-looking. I'll take that all day.
I mean, that's fine.
He's got to be the leading man. He's too good-looking.
Oscar, get in the bathtub. We're auditioning you.
Now, fine. I'll work out
all right, you
again.
Know what? All I can say this is you've heard us talk about it. We had to talk about it cryptically.
Yes.
Not necessarily.
Not a family movie.
Don't even watch it with your mother or your grandma. Don't make that mistake. This is for perhaps you and you alone or you and your hubby or wife to sit down and be aware that there is strong sexual content.
I'll put it to you this way.
That some viewers might find off-putting.
If you just have sex in the missionary position still within your relationship, you are too conservative to watch this movie. Now, if you're flipping different, positions and stuff, then you can handle this.
My esteemed colleague from Washington, I could not disagree more. I will simply say that is not the way to judge people. There might be people that are just filled with things they like to look at. Just
if you're playing ouch, that's my hair still, then you can watch this movie. But if you're not, probably take a hard pass.
Okay, and I'm inclined to say two things. I can see myself agreeing with both Rob and Oscar. Agreeing with Rob that perhaps it was thrown in there to get a little sizzle.
Yeah.
And with Oscar saying that you're not hearing people talk about it because it's too hot to handle. Mm-hmm. I agree that both of those might be true. Well, it's not too hot to handle for this show.
Not this show. Hello, Iowa.
Steve
loved it.
I'm telling you. This is
KCJJ gave it five stars.
I've never seen anything even remotely like this
on
screen in a regular R-rated movie.
Yeah, because someone from the censors would have called and said, "Hey, we love that you have such a great imagination. This won't fly." Just one of those scenes, let alone all two or three of them. You can put them
with
all
of our mentioning of the scene, I'm going to get it now.
Okay.
All right, I don't care. I still admire the filmmakers for putting that in the film because
you're a dirty birdie.
No, it's not, you old prude. It is because I think that was...
It's art.
No, it's not art. Well, it is.
Mike, is one of the
things... But it's also something where you're thinking about it. I said, so I'll give you a classic example.
All right.
Friend of ours... Team mom for one of Michael's football teams. We had breakfast and dinner with them over the weekend, and the dinner we sat and it came up, and it came up that did you see the movie, and it was a brief discussion, but
I did, woohoo.
No, this is the person we recommended it to.
Oh, okay, all right,
but we warned them. We warned them that it's very, and we got this look where it was like, yeah, I did. Wow. Not my cup of tea or something like, you know, something like that. So that's, I fully expect that response. But I think the discussion was, were you thinking about that movie the, you know, at the morning after you watched it? And to a person in our house, we were, Carla and I were both thinking about that movie because it was so disturbing.
What about
and not
Michael?
Just because of those scenes, just because of the, shut up. Don't bring my kid into this, please.
That's really gross.
Okay. That is. You're right.
Light bulb head.
But you guys watch, let him watch anything though, right?
Right.
Michael?
Yeah.
God, no. Absolutely not. I haven't watched a. He wants to
watch.
I thought
you were the cool dad.
No, yeah. he wants to watch Saving Private Ryan. I haven't let him watch that yet because I don't want to see him to see the carnage.
Don't watch Ted with him either. I rewatched that with Shannon.
The TV show?
Yes.
Or the movie?
The TV show.
The TV show is.
There's so many
dirty,
references
right?
to drugs and hookers that it might be too early for him.
And also, there's that scene where Ted takes
not
a path.
I don't know how this works, but horrible. I think that's early.
It's so nasty. Can I throw one more in while we're talking movies?
Yes. Yeah.
You should watch Ted. You'd love it. But
okay. I'll. And a lot of people have told me that, so I have to check that out. Another movie that's very unusual, and Saltburn, you would agree, very unusual. Not like
unusual.
Other movies.
Never seen anything like it.
If it was just on HBO and I only had HBO and that was on, I'd be like, all right, this is a movie. But because we have so many different options.
There's so many different, and what I love with these options is when something is interesting because it's different. I love that. And I think that's what art is. And that's what art's always been, where you put something out there that's not like all the others and you realize. And then when it comes to cinema, I should tell you this movie that's out there now that did win an Oscar for sound editing. This recent Oscar is called The Zone of Interest. And this movie, all in subtitles because it's all mostly spoken in German.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you that as far as being able to break every single cliche of Nazi war movies, and when I say breaking those cliches without any abject horror, and create horror in your mind simply because of the way they existed in their life. This is the story of Rudolf Hess and his family, and their beautiful little home that they had right next door to the death camp Auschwitz. And it is, there's no English spoken. There are no atrocities witnessed. There is no, all it is them living a life and trying to be normal. And it is absolutely horrifying.
Yeah.
And the acting in this, to me, I think it's one of the most incredible examples of humanity going down the wrong path and humanity, just the capabilities of the horror that people can live with. And I think that it's one of the finest films on the subject I have ever seen.
You can stream it now?
Yeah, you can stream it now. It is absolutely. So these are two movies that aren't normal. Yeah, you don't want to have the family film fest when you watch this. You don't want to do either one. But
very adult.
Yeah, they're
adult program.
And by the way,
kids earmuffs.
You wouldn't have. There wouldn't be a kid in the world that you couldn't sit down and watch this. They wouldn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I watched the trailer to The Zone of Interest, and I think the most amazing scene is Hitler in the bathtub.
Okay. All right. Stop it, you.
No, stop now you're in his wheelhouse.
Please. Yeah. It was just
Germany.
You know.
And bathtubs.
And by the way, was Saltburn, the movie we were discussing previously, was that a theatrical release?
Yes. It was a release prior to the to theaters. And they did that like week long.
Yeah, it's
in
a micro release. So
is anybody going to the movies anymore at all?
No.
Bob Mack is. He went to see Bob Marley.
I saw Dune 2 last week.
Oh, you saw Dune 2? Boy, since we're on the subject, we can knock them all out right now.
Please.
Did you, because that's one that I'm interested in. I am interested in taking my kid to.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, it is a very good movie. It's so much better than the first one.
Good. I didn't like the first one.
Now,
you mean the first one, like back in the day, or the first one of the modern day?
Part one.
Okay. Part one
of this trilogy.
Okay. And,
yeah.
Part one's better.
This is better. It is very long. It's almost 3 hours.
Yay.
So it's an investment.
In the original movie, just to bear with me.
Yes.
If I recall.
The original, like way back when?
Yeah, way back when.
Yeah.
There was.
Kyle MacLachlan.
The actual warehouse where the breakdancers were breakdance fighting. Okay. Was
Oscar
shutting down.
Not confused.
In this one,
that's not.
Are they going to Dubai for some sort of dance
competition?
He's
Electric Boogaloo, breakdance too.
No, this is Dune 2. Did you see the original Dune, Oscar?
No, it wasn't.
Did you see the recent Dune?
Or it was brown. I like more colorful movies.
It is. It's like a Vienna movie. It's very, very tan.
I love. Yeah, you don't like Dune either, do you?
No, my son watched it.
I like Dune. I like the
franchise. My son watched it last week, and he said, "Dad, it's trash."
watch Dune 2?
The first one, because he wanted to get ready
for
this.
Stop saying the first one, because there was an original.
Part one.
Dune 1 that just recently came out in theaters 2 years ago.
That's the one that's trash.
I agree with your son that it wasn't that good.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, and
not enough for me to go to Dune 2.
I think it was okay. It's a very much a fever dream, and a lot of weird like religious tones to it, like, because this guy created his own religion, basically. But it's good. A lot of... Because the first one is him, the whole house falling, and this is a lot of war in this one. And it's
Did
got some
Flounder
great
like
shots.
It, too? The guy you went to the movie
Flounder!
With?
Flounder!
Yeah, he really liked it.
All right.
Did his girl, and, did his fiance like it?
She came, too. Yeah, she liked it.
Yeah, I told you.
Oh,
it wasn't
wow.
ever going to be the two, two banditos.
That's so
anymore.
Nice.
Three
and how do you guys gel as a... how do you do as a third wheel in this group?
Oh, fine. She's great.
Do you watch them make out?
That's so
Are you a power bottom?
That is so, you know what? That's so nasty. That's so
You never
mean.
Watch your friends make out just
that's
to see if you're
so
doing
mean.
It right?
They're not.
See if he's doing You've made him 12 now. You've made him 12 to
In
see
the
if
basement?
They're doing it right. To see if they're doing it right.
We've got a basement with an extra long couch. Come
how many orange sweatshirts girlfriend. Do you give it?
Four.
Four. And what's your top five?
Five.
Boy, you really liked it a lot. I want to go. And taking my 10-year-old, can I take my 10-year-old to it?
Yeah, it's just violent. That's all it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of violence
wasn't
in it.
I'm asking you.
Sorry. Yeah, there's some a lot of cutting.
Okay. I get like a lot of knife work.
Huh?
Knife work.
Like, yeah.
Well, the movie's so long, because maybe there should be more cutting. Oh.
The story, like the backstory is bullets are ineffective because they have shields, so everybody has to use swords, and there's a lot of chopping.
Okay. All right. I'm okay with that. I think
it's just gore.
I mean, the guy plays Fortnite.
Is it like Monty Python? Like
exactly.
Chopping? No, it's not. It's
that's
not like slapstick.
That's Oscar's favorite cutting scene.
You know, yes.
Come back here. Right, when the knight
it's
gets
only,
his arms
only
gone,
a flesh wound.
Got his legs off. I'll bite your head off. Monty Python. I tell you, they coined the term.
I will say, Austin Butler also in this movie.
Really?
Okay, all right.
No, what does he play?
Guy's getting
he
work.
Plays the nephew of the
Is he a Fremen?
House. No.
Is he a blue eyes?
No.
And I'm talking about like really blue, like the spice eyes.
He's the guy that floats, the big guy. He's part of that house.
He's House Harkonnen?
Harkonnen, that's it.
Oh, yes. So he plays a really bad guy.
Yes, he's the nephew.
Oh, that's the Sting. He plays the Sting role in...
Probably, yeah. He's right? the nephew of...
Oh, if he's a bad guy, I can handle it.
Hey, man. The
brother, the a police. Brother of Batista.
Hey, man, I'm a really bad guy. Watch out. Hey.
But that's good. If he plays a heavy, that's what he should do now. He should pivot and play heavies. That's perfect for him.
Okay, good. Yeah.
After
he basically
Elvis.
Plays a psychopath, essentially.
No. Yeah. That's but tell you, it was Sting in the original. It was Sting, and then the guy... who played his fatter brother was the prison guard in, oh, come on, Mike, pull it. The prison guard in the, oh, Billy, please.
Oh, Midnight Express?
Midnight Express.
Yeah, that had a great scene where they took a bath.
You just can't get away from it. You just can't.
The water must be sloshing everywhere.
It was very messy.
Billy. All right. Well, we're knocking them all out. We're not going to talk about any more films or movies unless anybody's got one right now. Anybody have any tip in?
Watch Curb this season. Curb this season is great.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. It's really fun.
The Gentleman.
Yes.
The Gentleman.
Yeah.
Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman. You're going to love it.
And
the violence, the fun. They're white guys everywhere.
Is The Gentleman like Kingsman?
But it's actually Guy Ritchie at a high level. Like it feels like, oh God, vintage Guy Ritchie.
Is it Colin Firth again? Where he's the dandy guy?
It's. I'll give you the premise. You've got like a Harry-like character, like Harry from the royal family. He gets pulled back from the front lines because his father's passing, and he comes to realize that his father's passing as like a royal and the chateau, that the family business was not what he thought the family business
was. Oh, okay. All right. I'm all in. I am all in. That is, I know the one you're talking about, and I'm looking forward to that. So that's an Oscar Santana. What is your, Mac's got orange sweatshirts. You've got.
Strokes.
That's
terrible. Too soon.
Yeah.
What is yours, Rob?
I would
livers.
Yeah, that's good. I'll take it.
I'll take strokes.
Five livers, five strokes, five orange sweatshirts, and
never in a bathtub.
For me, five walkers.
No, you don't need walkers.
No, I don't, but I mean I'm trying to get five golf clubs.
I would say
five new knees.
No, five drivers.
I don't need
instead
knees.
Of golf clubs.
I got
drivers.
Hips.
Like drivers. Five
hips.
Use singular, the drivers.
Yeah. Hips are hurt.
The drivers.
No, he's not my type.
Yeah. Can I ask one last question before we go to break here because we have time to do it?
Yeah.
I have to ask this question. So all the news we had yesterday about springing forward and be careful when you're driving. And yesterday my kid was off because of a teacher conference day. And may I say, Carla, I am sorry I was not there. Mm. I am sorry I was not there. And I should have been.
Why wouldn't you be there?
I didn't get the notice until I had forgotten. And
okay,
why wasn't I there?
Were you playing golf? No, right?
No, it's not because of golf. I would have had to modify the schedule at the last minute, and I don't like to do that. I will say that that'll be the last one.
Schedule? Our schedule?
Yes.
Oh, you can do that.
We were just back yesterday, so I didn't want to.
But at the drop of a hat, we can do that.
I understand it. I understand. Just I won't let it happen again.
You only have one family, Mike.
I won't let it again, and now I've completely forgotten my train of thought. Oh, okay. So today was the first day I drove Michael to school in the dark because of spring forward.
Yeah.
So my question is, do either of you feel it this week as far as the loginess? I don't really notice it that much.
See, spring forward is the best one.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, fallback is.
No, I think of it as the best one because I know I'll have more light.
But, I mean, if you look at it that way, but I'm talking physiologically, especially with people that get up early like we do,
Logie.
It is probably a little
I don't
little
feel
difficult.
Logy, but I feel a little cheated because it stays dark longer. I don't like it. You know, I like it for it to be light if I'm awake. So I feel a little cheated, but not Logy.
What do you mean cheated?
Well, it doesn't stay dark longer.
No, but it
stays light longer.
No, but in the morning.
What did you mean?
In the morning there's more darkness.
Oh, there's more darkness, and that's a little weird for me.
Yeah, so. I feel that I'm way off somehow, but it doesn't make me logy. It just makes me feel like, hey, I've been cheated.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I'm so much happier in this time of year because when you come in and it's dark, and when you leave when it's dark, it is depressing.
Well, the worst. That's bad.
I get it. I get
know.
It. Well,
and
Oscar,
God forbid,
by the way,
those
Oscar
who
works
have
from 5 a.m. till 12 midnight.
No, exactly. in the city.
Yeah.
It already is kind of obscure because you've got buildings around you all the time. It's not like you have a direct line to the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so if it gets dark around 5, generally, it starts getting dark around like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
That's not fun. But those days happen because we haven't changed it as a law yet. So when you get home, when that happens, if it's
it'll
dark,
start moving.
When you're walking in the door and it's dark out and it's like 4:30, what I like to do is take a nice hot bath. We have to take a break.
You win.
So, there you go. I got the bath call back too.
You get to shave your body.
Yeah.
Take a bath.
And then straight to the cemetery.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we have to take a break. We will come back, and I'll have the round table, because that's what I do on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody, you. Want to talk to you about Nutrafol, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to hear it? Well, here it goes.
Yes.
Go. Do you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? Get ahead of it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol's drug-free whole-body approach promotes hair growth from within. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You can purchase it online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months. Thanks to Nutrafol, Oscar is seeing thicker hair.
Yes.
And he has a sickness for the thickness.
Yeah.
Very sexy.
Thank you, Mike.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. That's That's Nutrafol.com/men. Promo code TMOS. I got it right. Didn't want to mess that up at the end there. Hit the thing. Thank you very much.
Okay, look. Hey, look. Kraken's taking a bath.
Okay. All right. Enough with the bath callbacks. Thank you very much. We start today with Christina Applegate. Apparently, she lives kind of in hell because of multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed in 2021. In a preview for today's interview on GMA, she says, quote, "I'm not out a lot, so this is a little difficult just for my system. But of course, the support is wonderful, and I'm really grateful." Christina also says she blacked out when she presented at the Emmys. I watched that back in January. She says, quote, "People said, oh, you were so funny. And I'm like, I don't even know what I said. Didn't know what I was doing. I got so freaked out. I didn't even know what was happening anymore, and I felt really beloved, and it was a beautiful thing. I probably shouldn't say this. That audience stood up for everybody." She's still funny.
Yeah.
She's still got the comedy gene. She does. In case you missed it, Christina received a standing ovation and joked that everyone was shaming her with disabilities by standing up. It was a funny bit. Isn't that strange that she doesn't remember any of that?
And I don't know how MS works.
It's a neurological disorder. And,
yeah, but
it attacks the body's muscles, the musculature of the body. Mac, yeah, I want to make sure I get that right since Oscar brought it up. I'd like to know.
I'll look it up.
What exactly the definition of it, but I believe it is a neurological disease that does attack certain muscles and perhaps the brain, and you know, your whole body is under siege. That's the way
it's an autoimmune disease.
Autoimmune.
Oh, so you know a thing or two about a thing or two.
I do.
Yes.
And so the body's, the immune system is attacking itself.
And it's tough.
The central nervous system.
And people can live with it and people can die quickly from it, right?
I haven't gotten that far.
Okay, very
good. With all they have in common, don't you think Mac and Applegate would be a great couple? Hollywood couple?
Oh, because of his Addison's disease?
Yeah, they could look out for each other. I think that would be great.
Oh, no, she wouldn't. Max, way too young for her. Is that sexist to say?
No, I don't think so.
Right?
Mac, what's would you
Christina
be an
ageist?
55.
Oh, I forgot that my crickets are up at the top now.
Oh,
that's it.
My good friends.
I was trying to help. I was trying to help Rob.
There they are.
That's the crickets came in.
Yeah, it's just like, yes, that's right. In Rob's ideal world, everyone with a disease lives on the same island. That's the way.
That's exactly what I said. Quote me.
Yes.
Exactly. Put it on a plaque.
Mac and Christina Applegate and
Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
There it
is. Okay. We're all sick.
You
We're
guys know my shtick better than I do.
Yes, we do. The sequel to This Is Spinal Tap has officially begun filming. Didn't even know that there were people out there waiting for it. Was unaware of that.
Mm.
They began filming in New Orleans, and a bunch of celebrity cameos have been announced. They include Questlove. This is an interesting eclectic group. Trisha Yearwood, Garth Brooks, Paul McCartney, and Elton John. featured. Hey, it's your guy that's in it, though. It's your guy.
He shouldn't be doing it. They shouldn't be doing it. And Paul still loves the siren call of the check. I think that's why he's doing it. He really does.
The movie sees the guys getting back together reluctantly for one more contractually obligated concert after years, how many years, of separation and bad blood. Isn't that like 50 years?
Almost, yeah.
Were you a fan of the original?
Yeah, I was back in the 70s or 80s when it came out. I mean, that's a million-year-old movie. They should revisit the characters from A Mighty Wind. That would be better because they're older now.
I don't know that they can do it.
I think that they should modify it with the times. I mean, you look at Schitt's Creek, and you've got Catherine O'Hara, who is just brilliant. She is as funny and brilliant as she was 30 years ago. And she's funny and brilliant because she's playing her age.
Yeah.
And I think that as opposed to the easy route of going backwards, you could go forward. And, you know, we love movies about older people, right?
Yeah.
You can be really, really funny with that. So, Oscar, did you ever see Spinal Tap? Oops.
No, I did not. I'm back. Okay. No, I did not. I always felt like, and maybe I'm wrong, but it was a movie that was never, ever brought up to me until I got older and I started working with you guys.
I think it was definitely kind of a cult classic, right?
And also sort of a lightning in a bottle movie. It shouldn't have worked as well as it did. And also one of the first fake music mockumentaries. And it was funny that they were able to visit so many cliches at the time and great supporting cast in it. And I don't know that they can pull it again. Just because you've got Paul McCartney doesn't make it funny.
And like all these things, I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's hysterically
funny. It sounds
funny,
like an interesting premise.
It is, and there are a lot of fans of it out there. Jake and Logan Paul boxing matches don't exactly represent the height of in-ring competition, but Jake's upcoming match against Mike Tyson, maybe the biggest stunt fight of them all. Boxer, maybe you know him. Do you know Derek Chisora? Do you know that name at all?
I don't know Chisora. No.
He claims that they'll be wearing headgear as well as 18-ounce gloves. Those are big puffy gloves, not like Bob Hope gloves.
Bob Hope gloves,
But pro boxers normally wear 8 to 10-ounce gloves, so for a pro, they might as well be having a pillow fight. Chisora calls this a sparring match, adding that it's a joke. You think I'm paying to watch that? Only kids will go to watch that, and only parents will give their kids money to watch that. Of course, you don't have to pay for it. It's going to be on Netflix. So if you have the subscription, you get it for free. But look, it's Mike Tyson, former heavyweight champion of the world.
True.
I'll watch it just to see.
I paid
Iron
for this
Mike
last exhibition fight.
And what did you think? So you're a veteran of these. What do you think?
Yeah, I want my money back.
Terrible.
Just in case something went sideways, I wanted to be there to watch it so we could talk about it. I was like, oh, fine, $65. I think it was $70, whatever it was. You know what's fascinating to me now? I used to love boxing, but the UFC is so much more compelling to me than boxing is these days. Overall.
I agree with you. I mean, I think, and there are many, many other, I can almost watch a college level wrestling match and enjoy the competition more than
even
boxing now.
The free fights that they have on Univision that I watch with my dad sometimes because we're Latino and we love the blood sports.
Yes, of course you do.
And you know, they don't televise cockfighting anymore as they shouldn't. So
I still listen to it on the radio.
Yeah, Sirius has a cockfighting channel.
It's hosted by Ron Bennington.
all right, we got a Rhode Island Red. The Rhode Island Red's coming up here. He's got the talons on, and I said, look at that son of a bitch. Boy, he's really going at him. Yeah. Hey, how about me? Do I get the award for pulling a name of a rooster?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So,
I agree. UFC.
We'll watch the fights on Saturday night that are free.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, Dad, you know, we can order more of these and watch the fight. He goes, oh, no. He goes, because they're pretty good fights. And he can only handle it. He goes, let's watch. We've been watching the F1 Drive to Survive series.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and because he's seen all the episodes. I've seen all. He wants to rewatch the episodes. Wow. I don't know what's going on with this man. He's in his 80s, but God bless him.
And he's got a sports car.
He thinks he's a race car. Yes, God bless him.
We'll get to that later in the show, by the way.
My true takeaway from this entire match is this, is that Netflix continues to prove to the industry that they can live stream events. They did this with the Nadal exhibition tennis match this past, like 2 weeks ago now. And then they also, live streamed the Chris Rock comedy special. Mm-hmm. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg for live streaming and their continued competition of overall entertainment.
Yes, it's going to be special. And don't tip your hat about the, the Mike O'Mara, Donnie Simpson match. That's going to be exciting. That's going
to
be.
I can't wait to see. You know what? It could be a Ryder Cup special.
Oh, I can't wait to see Donnie in that gear.
In a heartbeat.
I'll ask him what his handicap is these days.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine with me. I'd love to know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I would love to play a match.
It's Tuesday?
Yeah.
We meet at 11:30.
I would fly up for that. And if it was on our old stomping grounds, even better, because he's a member out there. Oh, my God. He'll say no. He doesn't want to do that. He's bigger than
man.
No, Donnie wouldn't be that. No, Donnie wouldn't be that obvious.
Donnie would go
that sounds great, man. And then he never get back to you.
Tell his manager to tell me, and then I'd have to tell you.
Exactly. Donnie's getting a haircut. Easter, hand me the old local news story that I wanted to share.
Is it here?
Thank you. Easter is still over 2 weeks out, but you don't have to.
Charlie and Harrigan.
Hi, I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
You don't have to wait that long to smell like Easter. Peeps body spray is now a thing that exists. But I sound more like Vin Scully than I do Charlie.
Yeah, I like the Vin, though.
Peeps body spray is now a thing that exists. Bottles of it have been spotted on shelves at the discount chain Five Below. By the way, I'm not trying to sound like Vin Scully. That's just telling me I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Five Below has them for $5 a piece. People are already reselling them for more than that on eBay and Poshmark. You know, how about think of the mind that gets that pays for that at an inflated price?
Day. I don't know about that.
There you go. You're the first one that used it today. They've got it in two different colors, pink and yellow. The yellow is marshmallow scented, and the pink is starberry. Starberry cream.
Mm.
The yellow one has a yellow peep on the label, but the liquid is blue. That's confusing, no? It might be liquid. Meant for kids, but don't let that stop you because we're a nation of toddlers. We also Yes, go ahead.
Shan's a peeps lady.
Okay, get her the body spray.
Yeah, shout out to all my peeps.
There's also a video of peep scented body wash. So if you really want to drown yourself in peep, buy that.
Maybe
too.
A bath.
Mike, it's funny you brought up Vin Scully. Robert is home for spring break right now. And one of the things he said to me is he says, Dad, have you ever seen a movie called The Naked Gun? I said, dude, I was in the theater.
Yep.
He said, can we watch it? I watched it and I laughed so hard. Can we watch it again? I said, yeah. And the thing that really rung true with me is the baseball scene at the end where they have all the real announcers up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice is Kurt Gowdy.
Yep.
And it's so great. But just the cutaways to Mel Allen saying, how about that?
Kurt Gowdy, I had to explain. Long dead.
Yes, I had to explain to Robert that these were real announcers.
Oh, yeah.
And this was their catchphrases.
I met Kurt Gowdy. My dad introduced me to Kurt Gowdy once.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, long, long, long time ago.
Can you show me on the doll where Kurt touched you?
It was like in a hotel room.
Yes, it was.
I'm sorry. That's the truth. Finally, yesterday, Airbnb said they're banning the use of indoor security cameras in listings globally. So homeowners will not be able to spy on guests indoors. I didn't know that was widespread, but maybe it is. Outdoor security cameras, like doorbell cameras, will continue, or cameras mounted on a separate garage that you can see on the back deck.
Sure.
Will continue to be allowed, but hosts will have to disclose them in the listing. They look all right. Were they supposed to have two dogs? So I guess know that they're there. The previous law for Airbnb, had a similar rule for indoor cameras. They couldn't be in private areas like the bedrooms and bathrooms, but they could be in common areas as long as guests were notified. And then the guests won't relieve themselves in the common areas.
That's very true.
Even if they promised they were switched off during your stay, that's no longer the case. You can't have them at all.
Okay.
So if you find them, and by the way, I was watching something somewhere, I can't tell you exactly where they were talking about cameras. It was a pilot video explaining the first thing they do when they go into a hotel room on the road. First thing they do, they check for cameras. Mm-hmm. How weird is that? That's the first thing these guys do. And they know exactly where to look, where these things are put. In hotel rooms. What the hell's wrong with the world, huh? Come on.
I don't like that. Don't look at me. Don't. Look at me.
So
I've never checked for a camera, but I might be the rube.
I installed one once.
I might do it next time I go in there, to the hotel room this afternoon to meet Kirk Gowdy. Airbnb says most homes did not have indoor cameras. That's, mine. But hosts who do have until April 30th to remove them. After that, any host who violates the policy will face consequences like being kicked off the platform. All nude video, property of Airbnb. Thank you very much.
How about that?
Hours of entertainment. Yeah. Look at that. I bet she'd like Saltburn. Anyway, that's we got to take a break. When we come back, there's a grifter about, and Oscar is dealing with a very difficult purchasing situation. We'll tell you all about that when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you ready to shed 26% of your weight? Let's go. Dermglow Skin. I was telling somebody about this over the weekend. It's the ultimate destination. It's dermglowskin.com. Your ultimate destination for conquering your weight. Just take a quiz, a quick one, very quick, on the website, and discover if you qualify. Experienced doctors will prescribe the right medication and your weight loss solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. I was telling you, don't miss out on this, folks. It's really something that you can get involved with. And there have been people around the country that talked about availability and having a problem. And if you're tired of waiting due to low stocks, DermGlow ensures that you're connected with well-supplied doctors, eliminating any delays. You can get going on this because I recommend it highly. Time is running out. From now until March 15th, you can get a $300 discount on your Tirzepatide subscription. That's the one that I take. Act fast. And now your medicine can even be shipped to Puerto Rico. Muy bueno. I know DermGlow has been working with two clients in Gotham City, and now they're so thin, they're called Flatman and Ribbon. Are those superheroes? Is that what they are?
It sounds like Batman and Robin.
Oh, okay. I get. Oh, wow. Holy what?
Are they coming back? My friends.
When you throw your copy into ChatGPT, can you say, can you make my copy less hacky?
Holy wardrobe change. Your future awaits you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, and kick off the best journey of your life. Because with DermGlow, you can do it. All right, so all I have for this is, and I hope I'm not overstating it, no, stop that. Oscar.
They can stay. They're good people.
Oscar deals with the grifter. That's what I wrote down. That's all I know.
All right. So look, we've all purchased items online within our listening audience. You've done it. When you return something or you ask for a refund, there is a back and forth.
You've done it more than anybody on the show, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've been on both sides of the equation. I like it when people are like, if things don't work out with a purchase, they just send you back your money. Done deal.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm currently, and I will not divulge a name, and I will reach out to Americans for a full scale assault if a wrong isn't righted. I purchased something for my father over the holidays. I purchased the wrong item. I found out within 2 days of the item coming in. I contacted the seller and I said, I'd like to get something else. They're like, it's going to be a 25% restocking fee. I thought that was crazy. Mm. I said, how about this? I'll pay to send it back and we don't have to worry about anything. And I'll just get store credit and then purchase the appropriate item. And he said, great. Awesome. Send it back. So we sent it back.
But you weren't happy about that solution.
I wasn't, but
you
I was compromising.
Them to just deal with the restock and sent you the
correct
item, which is expensive that you are getting.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Almost $1,000.
Customer service.
Yeah.
Correct.
True.
So, but I was already pot committed. I said, "Let me work with this guy." Fine. I send the I ask. I said within an email, and I have a trail of all of this. I say, may I have an RMA so I can put it in the box?
What's an RMA?
Return manufacturer authorization.
Okay.
So like return merchandise authorization, depending on who you're dealing with.
Okay.
So it's a little piece of paper that says this is all the details about this product. You usually put it in the box.
Oh, okay. And, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And then you send it back.
Uh-huh.
They said, and then someone from their company that's in this chain says, no need for an RMA. Just send it to the return address. I said, okay. I take a picture of the outside box. This is how you can win, America. I take a picture of everything before it goes out.
This is a detail-oriented guy.
Yes. I take a picture of everything, send it back, and I get back from break, reach out to them. I said, I haven't seen my email with my code to use to repurchase the item, you know, the credit for the store.
RMA. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And
really mad like, asshole.
The guy says,
don't say that
you
word.
Sent it to the wrong address. And I said, I sent it to the address on the box as your coworker told me. He goes, let me look into that. A week later goes by. This has been a roughly 6 week.
Can
ordeal.
I ask a question right now,
yes,
real quick? When he says you sent it to the wrong address, doesn't that indicate to you that they received it anyway because they know it went to the wrong address?
No, because I sent them a picture of everything that was sent and the FedEx tracking number.
Oh, okay. That's how they knew. All right.
Yes.
Forgive me. Sorry about that.
So I said, no, everything's here. Like, this is a FedEx tracking number. This is the picture I sent you. Everything's the same. What's it? He goes, well, that's not our corporate address in California. And I said, well, that was the address on the box, and that's what I was told to send it to. Fast forward to yesterday, we finally go have another back and forth, and I don't have time to deal with this. I'm having strokes.
Yeah, like, it I don't seems have time. Like there's a bit of an attitude here, too.
Correct, correct. So I write back. I'm like, where are we at with this? He goes, since you sent it to the wrong address, I'm willing to give you the item that you want at a 50% discount.
Well, that's probably better than the restocking fee. Was the restocking fee 25%?
No, he wants me to buy the new item at a 50% discount.
Oh, so he wants 50% above and beyond what you already
paid?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Not okay.
What is the problem with this? Hold on. Is the item you sent, it obviously went to another location for the
correct
company. It's
he
not
can't find
it's
it.
Not
they
he can't
find
it.
He's making he's not making him he's now he said you are penalizing for something that I have no control over. And something you told me to do, your team told me to do.
And you have a paper trail on it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Of them telling you, send it to this address.
Do we take this to the people's court?
If you have correspondence.
Yes.
And
I do.
Answer me this. If you have correspondence that's from that company where the person said, put it in a box, send it to this, or there are instructions anywhere that say, send it to this.
Send it to the address on the box is what it says.
And they have not received it at the other address that you sent it to?
When they, well, yeah, they have. FedEx says
that
it's,
what
it's,
are they,
yes.
Then it's not in the wind.
It's not on me.
Right.
And they'll get it.
Well, it's not, that's the thing. Like, but this guy, I feel like I'm dealing with like a grade A grifter.
But it's a corporation.
Nah. Mm. it's an aftermarket, like high-end European car. You know,
is it in the United States?
No. Yes, it's California.
Okay.
Do you have
American name?
Don't you have insurance through FedEx?
It arrived at the location,
but
FedEx only insured gives you money back when it doesn't arrive.
But if you were to call FedEx or contact FedEx and say, "Hey, this never arrived," that
but
gets
it did
them
arrive.
Involved. But here's I know. But it gets
you
them
want me
involved.
To grift FedEx?
No, I don't want you. No. I don't want you to grift FedEx. FedEx would be a stronger name to prove that the package arrived.
Are they disputing whether the package got to its destination
that was
sent
to? They're disputing that it was sent to the wrong place.
Okay, so if it was sent to the wrong place and now it's missing, the people that lost it are the same company.
The same company.
Mm-hmm.
So you are not responsible for that.
I am not responsible. I sent it to the address
in
the box.
And then he comes back at you and said, because of you sending it to this address, he wants to charge you again, as opposed to an exchange.
50%. Yes.
Or just refunding your money.
We're talking about a $500 difference.
You didn't say to him, I'm sure you're not clear here. You mean you're going to refund and give me the discount, right?
At this point, I want it for fucking free.
You should get
like,
it for
this
free.
Is crazy.
That will be
really
edited, ladies and gentlemen. Will you keep us posted on this?
I will.
And will you tell us about
But it's so asinine in a world of paper trails and emails that you're like writing this down.
Yeah, and keep the records of it.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
I will never
I'm willing to make a TikTok about this.
Right. I bought one of these days I'll want to be embarrassed enough on the show where I'll show you the fake Rolex that I bought.
All this because
I'm so embarrassed,
Mike. This is all because Oscar's dad wanted some truck nuts.
Yes. Yeah, he wanted a lift kit.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, do we have time for the slang quiz?
Yes, we do.
Really quick slang quiz when we get back on the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm bringing it right now. I love this stuff. I look, Liquid IV is not condoning what I'm saying right now, but I'm just going to say this, that I take my Liquid IV out of the pouch and I jam it into my golf bag. And I got a bunch of Liquid IV at home, but unfortunately I have missed my opportunity to jam it into my golf bag again. And yesterday I was out there in the heat, and I'm telling you, I missed my Liquid. I cannot now function on a golf course in the heat without this wonderful, wonderful product. There's nothing that compares to it with flavor, with the way it makes me feel. It's just the best. And I'm so thrilled that we still have a partnership with them where I can tell you I love it. It quenches your thirst faster than water alone. That's true. 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. It tastes so much better. Plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. I took another sports drink.
Yeah.
And I found it so non-palatable that I put it over ice, and it still didn't do it for me. Be careful. Be careful. When you try Liquid IV, you'll never go. You're not going to go back. 8 vitamins and nutrients, everyday wellness. It's Liquid IV. We've told you about it. All in one delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners, non-GMO, free from gluten. Please, please, please go grab your Liquid IV and grab it right now. I grab my Pizza Hut cup and I'm off to the races, people. You hydrate however you do it. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free and bulk nationwide at Costco, or get the best deal ever. 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, we have a brief amount of time to do this because we want to get your sounds today, too. So
yes.
Be aware of that. Let's do the slang quiz.
This comes from a firm. They really started out finding the regions that use the most slang in the United States.
Now, you had a slang quiz a short time ago.
This is new. And America's favorite regions for slang are New Orleans, Boston, Philly, New York. And number one is Hawaii. They use the most slang in Hawaii. That surprised me. Yeah.
All right.
The ones that do not use slang are Mississippi, always Mississippi, Mike. Seattle, Pittsburgh, and the Midwestern states. Okay. But these are some of the slang words that came up. Some of these I think you will know, and let's see how we do.
All right.
The most loved slang word right now comes from Texas.
Can you turn that horrible music off?
Yes, of course. You're ruining the bit.
Well, I've been known to do that.
Right.
Now you're fine.
Go ahead.
Isn't slang supposed to be hip?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So the most loved overall slang word that they found comes from Texas, and I think you'll get this. It's conniption.
Oh, it's if you go mental on somebody, you go, you have a meltdown.
Oscar, do you concur?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. It's a fit of rage. A conniption fit, right.
That's from Texas?
That's from Texas.
I reckon y'all don't. No, that's not the Texas accent.
I feel like I've heard that my entire life.
Yeah, I have too, but it lives on in Texas. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I was looking at him and I said, "You don't need to have no conniption fit over the price of this car."
Core.
Be sweet,
Mike. Yeah. Also out of Texas, Kin, K-I-N.
Your family.
Exactly.
Next of kin.
Exactly. And then the last one, I know you'll get this, from Boston, wicked.
It means it's like, she was wicked hot, which means exactly. She was really, really
this
super hot.
This is a terrible slang quiz.
Hold a f***ing minute, okay?
Well, gave us the three most obvious ones in the world.
Yeah, because you build. What is a slashy in Chicago? What is a slashy?
That is a frozen... shaved ice drink made with human blood.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect, Oscar.
When you get knifed?
No, it's a hybrid bar and liquor store. So if you want to get a drink, you go down to the slashy.
I like that.
Because
so the ones that that have a bar and like a drive-through liquor store?
Yeah, exactly. It's a
slashy?
Because I think it's bar/liquor store, so they just call it a slashy.
I had never heard that. That's a good
one.
That.
I like
okay,
that.
Okay, very good. So Oscar's back on board. That's exciting.
Yes.
That's exciting, he said.
What is Colorado Kool-Aid? It's from Denver. Colorado Kool-Aid.
It's grain alcohol and Kool-Aid.
No. I'm sorry. That was incorrect.
It is. It's a beverage that has cannabis in it.
No, Mike. It's Coors Beer.
Colorado Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
From the mountains of the mountains of Colorado with Coors.
All right. What about from Boston? A ripper.
Great party.
It's exactly right. Very good.
I was going to say a big fart.
Yeah.
Well, that can be used too. Did you smell that ripper? Hey, and you do it with the Boston accent too. Hey, Mashal, do you smell that ripper? Oh, my God. Actually, I was around all my buddies from Boston over the weekend. So yeah. And they all, remember I said they all have the rough voices and they're all like 5 feet tall? It's like, oh, what a ripper we had last night. And by the way, a lot of, hello, Michael. They like the full name. Michael. Good to see you, Michael.
And then they went on and presented the Oscar for Best Picture.
Yes. Best Picture. Thank you.
All right. In New York City, what is a brolic? I'm sorry, what is brolic, I should say? B-R-O-L-I-C.
Something to do with your friends.
Like a bro-ick or bro-lick?
Bro-lick. B-R-O-L-I-C.
Giving your buddies a hug.
Or a lick. No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Oscar?
Bro-lick. Like a guy click.
No, it's when someone has an exceptionally muscular physique, like buff or swole. That guy is brolic.
No, it's actually drinking the bathwater of someone that's been taking a bath.
Okay, California, what is a clodhopper?
A clodhopper is a ugly pair of shoes.
That is the original meaning, but it's not what they use it for slang.
Okay.
Like someone that hops clubs from club to club?
No, it's someone who is clumsy or uncultured. You're a real clodhopper.
Oh, you're a clodhopper. Oh. Great word.
That's a great one. Yeah. Jesus. My guess was terrible.
Two more. California, what does out of pocket mean?
Oh, well, when you're out of line.
Exactly, Oscar. I had no idea that's what that was.
Wait, out of line, like you're not behaving well?
Yeah, you've crossed the line.
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket. I thought out of pocket was, a financial term.
I did too.
Yes.
All right. And the last one is from Chicago, Mike. What is a Grabowski? A Grabowski.
When you
you cop a feel?
No.
The old Crabbo? No, that's
good,
wrong.
Yeah,
that's
gave wrong. Her the old, hey, Flit, we gave her the Bieck. I came Bieck over there, and she's sitting there at the bar, and I'm doing my
Chicago dialect here, right?
I love it.
So here's the thing. This is the way it works. She's sitting at the bar. I go up, and, there's a little eye contact. So after the eye contact, I look over and I reach over and touch her right breast. I give her a little of the old Grabowski.
I think that's sexual assault now, Michael.
Well, I guess they'll be up. All right, then put the cuffs on me, guilty as charged. All right?
You shouldn't have been drinking. You should have had a cup of coffee, bland.
How about this?
Yeah.
Guys, I need 5 minutes because I'm taking a Grabowski.
No, that's a good guess, but I'll give you a hint. It's inspired by local football legend Jim Grabowski, and it is a tough blue-collar guy. Say, you're a real Grabowski.
You're a Grabowski.
You're a
Yeah, you like yeah. that. Have a Chicago dog. That's it. And for that lady that I look, I got a little out of pocket. All right.
Yeah,
I
got to tell you over this. The line.
I was a bit of a clodhopper, and that's why, you know, I gave you a little Grabowski.
That's
you know?
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So there I am in the middle of the slash and the slasher.
Slashy.
The slashy. So I'm in the middle of the slasher, and I'm playing a little Grabowski. Omera out.
That's your slang quiz.
Thank you. Hey, it's getting to be springtime in the nation's capital, and everyone is looking for one thing. No, not the White House Easter egg roll, you incredible idiot. We're all looking forward to seeing Oscar on his electric e-bike. Oscar,
yes.
You love it, right? You love it, eh? Come on.
I'm all modded up and ready to go.
Riders of all abilities can explore with electric e-bikes. Go to electricebike.com to learn more about their wide selection of e-bikes that start at just $7.99. That's electric ebikes.com. It has a durable feature and and accessories for added safety, convenience, and control. You can save on gas, parking, and maintenance, and financing starts as low as $49 per month. This has changed the way you get around town. Great for city dwellers, great for having it on the ranch, you know, great for going to the bathtub store, anything you want. It's fantastic.
Stop it.
Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and come pre-assembled and pre-charged. That's what I love. Pre-assembled and pre-charged, which means, Oscar, you got it home, you opened it,
ready
unfolded it, and you're...
I rode it around the office.
I seen him. Incredible. You'll be on the road in no time, and it goes 150 miles on one charge. Zang. Explore 2024 with electric e-bikes, the most accessible and adventurous e-bikes ever. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more, and be sure to mention that the Mike O'Mara Show sent you in the post-checkout survey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's electric ebikes.com. Hit the thing, Rob.
Hello. Be well.
Tickled to death I was that Oscar brought up trying to return something today, because our first video has to do with a return. But yours was a pricey return. This
yes.
is a guy that was pulling through, and I think if you're going to do a return, you shouldn't use the drive-through. He's in the drive-through of Little Caesars trying to return a pizza. About half of it's gone. He paid $7.99 for it. And... he claims it gave him food poisoning. Well, I say if you eat at Little Caesars and all you get is food poisoning, you're a winner.
Win.
But anyway, win. It's
winner.
A big win.
Winning.
So here he is. He's trying to return a half-eaten $7 pizza.
Staphylococcus meningitis. He got staphylococcus from all of this garlic butter.
That's not what I said.
You keep your napkin, though.
This manager.
You don't have to record me. I know what I said. I didn't call you and say I got food poisoning.
No, it's just
you
I came in here to.
Poisoning.
Am I allowed?
To
can
it
I say?
It's all gone and you all over it. No wonder you got sick.
All gone. Can I? Am I allowed to talk or?
Wait, you just talked before you turned your camera on, though, right? Right, Mister. I got food poisoning.
No, I said about three. I said about three words before you started yelling at me.
Really?
Yeah.
Even
not having any of it.
No.
You need to work on your customer service.
I don't let liars come to my store.
I am not a liar.
You said you got staphylococcus meningitis
from
garlic butter. That is a lie.
I believe her.
I'm on
you
her
guys
team,
work
too.
Me, too.
This?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to ask Kiss just because you bought a $7.99?
No!
Okay, I'm refunding you. Drop it. Thank you.
No, you called me a moron.
Well, sir,
that's
I
a
love
great
that lady's
story
fits.
Right there. You called me a moron. Don't hurt me.
At one point in there, she says you're sick because you drank all the garlic butter.
That's gross, though, if you put garlic butter on a pizza. That is like peanut.
I mean,
that's all grease on a pizza
also,
anyway.
I beg to differ.
I know that Little Caesars, like, it's not that particular one. Like, if you pick that up and you're ready to rock, you know what you're getting into.
Exactly. Pizza.
Hold on.
That's
Mac, do you put garlic butter on pizza?
I dip the crust in it.
It's different.
It's a little.
Not the whole thing.
Well,
not the whole thing.
I don't know.
You're kind of making, if it's just crust and there's not all the gribblies on it, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I like the crust.
Like, Mac, for the terrible eating you do.
Yes.
You're pretty slim. Does that Addison's, like, not allow you to gain weight?
It helps.
Oh, really? So you don't, okay, so you can only eat, you get away with eating what you want?
Because you're a Garbage Pail Kid.
I don't eat much.
Okay, what? But
there's a bag of Doritos in your drawer. What are you talking about? Family size bag, mind
you. I'm saying I don't eat well, but I don't eat much.
Ah, okay.
So what is just half a stick of butter.
Right.
That's it.
So what is your plan for lunch today? Have you thought about it already?
No, okay. I haven't. I might go to the Japanese place here.
Okay, that a boy. Yeah.
What about those Doritos in your drawer?
They're gone. Look, they lasted like a month and a half.
Okay, we'll go with that. Go ahead, Rob.
You know how he could lose weight, Mike?
How?
Is if he participated in ski-joring.
Ski-joring? Ooh, is that slang? Are we doing the slang quiz
No,
again?
Do you know what ski-joring is? I'd never heard of it until today.
Yeah, it's when you go to a slashy and grab somebody's ass.
No. This is native to Colorado, and it's skiers being pulled by men on horseback taking jumps. So it is essentially...
That seems cool, actually.
Please say you have video.
Yes, it's half rodeo, half skiing. Check it out.
It is time for some Colorado Lion High action!
It looks so dangerous. It looks so dangerous. He's slaloming.
Yes.
He's slaloming.
And now, taking jumps.
I don't see any jumps yet. He seems to be missing the jump.
The little guys.
Oh, that's a little jump. Wow.
Kill it. Thank you, Matt.
That is so cool. I'd like to see it from another angle sometime where you see the guy being pulled. That would be great.
But I had no idea such a thing existed, and the whole deal
is... Oh, there we go. There's another one. Look, that's what it looks like. That's serious. Oh, there we go. All right, Matt, good job. Very nice.
So the unpredictability of being pulled by a horse... Now, my father was nearly killed by being pulled by a golf cart on a skateboard, and this is so much more dangerous.
That is very, very cool. I love it. I love it.
Mike,
put it in the Olympics.
Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, I'm sure you know the place. You know the adult novelty store that's right by the Walmart?
Oh, absolutely. When I drive to Maine, I always make a point of getting off the exit and stopping at that particular one.
Well, there was a robbery. I'm so sorry to report. Yes, there was a robbery. Oh, and if you want to know where
that one section.
Mike, remember, if you want to make a robbery, the place to go, it's the sex shop by the Walmart.
Okay.
All right, on Route 9, police say this all started around the corner at Amazing Intimate Essentials. They say the suspect went into the store and was shoplifting merchandise. When the clerks confronted him, he flashed a gun, threatened them, then walked off. When police stopped him, he ran into the woods, prompting a search lasting until 3 in the morning.
Once the helicopter showed up, the guy said it was
this guy.
They had a couple drones out and stuff, but that wasn't scaring him.
The man surrendered without incident. Police say they found a replica firearm on him and a double-edged knife, in addition to stolen items from the store. Thibodeau glad no one was hurt and questioning the suspect's motives.
Really makes no sense. Of all places, you would have been better off trying here.
Yeah.
Like, who would have thought of it? You know what I'm saying?
Laughing at
Seth Rogen. It's like, oh, I'll be the first.
Now, that suspect did not get away with any money as a result of all this, and luckily no one was hurt through this process. He is expected to be arraigned in court a little later today on multiple charges. We'll have more for you on that coming up a little later this afternoon.
You never see a sex shop like in a high-line business district.
No.
It's always the standalone huts.
Yep.
I would
on
like
the
to
side
see,
of the road.
What's
that's
that fancy mall?
Thanks to Dermglow Skin.
What's that fancy mall in Los Angeles?
Yes, we're expanding, Oscar. What? I'm sorry.
What's that fancy mall in Los Angeles?
Beverly Center.
That's that's where they should have a sex shop.
The Beverly Center.
It's funny because it's like the blueprint is vape shop, sex shop,
mm-hmm. Nails.
Tattoo parlor.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you, but he was concealing an item that he stole. From the
what was that?
Yeah, well, but they, you know, if you quick glance, you might think it was just him.
He was walking perfectly upright.
The purple destroyer.
The bulldog.
The bulldog. Let us close with this, Mike. Dateline, Charlotte, North Carolina. I used to love beer. I really did. I still drink a non-alcoholic beer once in a while. Oscar, Mike, I know you will have an occasional beer. But what they've done, they've created Renew Beer, which is beer made from sewage.
Recreating beer in an ultra-sustainable fashion. It's called Renew Brew, and it's the first beer in the Carolinas using wastewater. Town Brewing in Charlotte is partnering with Charlotte Water and the company Xylem to produce the brew.
Good luck.
Charlotte Water processes 85 million gallons of it a day, but instead of returning it to the Catawba River, the water goes through extra purification and is tested for 150 contaminants. Experts say the process is the future and could be a solution for communities where water is scarce.
It represents innovation, creativity, investment in infrastructure. It represents the hard work of staff.
Squeezing out poops. Best in show at the Queen City Brewers Festival blind taste test.
So
the beer
out.
Is not for sale, but you can try it at Town Brewing's 420 Festival next month.
Yeah, who's
you
know going to jump good in thing? The car and get right down and try that crap out?
Mike, the amazing thing is they've finally done it. They've finally duplicated the taste of Miller.
Oh, you couldn't go with Bud Light, huh? You couldn't do that. Or Natural
You know I was
Light.
A Budweiser guy.
Oh, my God. All right. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Tomorrow, we will talk about a health update with our two guys here, because I know you've been curious, and we'll get updated on both Oscar and Rob and more fun and more thrills, and myself. I'll tell you how I'm doing, which, by the way, I shouldn't even be I shouldn't be included in this. For Oscar and Rob, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bathtub.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
You know, I don't want to bring this up, but you've been treating a lot of people with a lot of disrespect, even your own wife.